Hey, this is Brother Elam again. I had an excerpt from when I was in Vegas with Valencia, entrepreneur, excellent networking opportunity. She shared a lot of information. It was a long conversation, and I broke it up into several parts, and I just wanted to kind of share, you know, some of these things that we were speaking with my listening audience. So here we go.
For the long, you know, for the startup. So there are some programs that are out there. There are some resources that are out there. And I know when I got my business, when I started my salon, I used those types of services and they went away for a while. It used to be called Innovative Bank. And these are like microloans. And really what I see, like a lot of times when I'm looking at financing and stuff, I'm looking at for creative ways to do it. I'm looking for the minimal, because we know that often I might have 2.5 of the 4 C's that they're looking for. And I'm not just talking about with banks, but anytime anybody puts some money out there, you do want to really, you want to in some capacity generate a return. Now that return is not always monetary. You know what I mean? For everyone. But there has to be some type of monetary component to it if you want to be able to continue, you know, to do it. So I just think having our own fund and starting up and, you know, maybe putting those terms and agreements and finding an investor who has about $100,000 sitting to the side. And then you have people come and bring their concepts, because again, not everybody needs startup capital. A lot of them have it. They may need a little operating capital. They may need one more piece of equipment that would help push that business and allow them to be able to qualify for some of the government contracts. We have a lot of diversification contracts and opportunities that are not being taken advantage of because we need to match people together. So, okay, hey, you have the capacity to be able to get the insurances and the licensing. You have the capacity to be able to do, you know, organize the labor and bring the equipment. You can bring those two people together and they could actually then go to a bank and get money just based on the receivables, that you know, the opportunity
exactly.
contracts.
Exactly. So, just, so many. Just real quick, I was just speaking with him last night and I was sharing with him. How the various, based on the different asset-based lenders, mm-hmm. that a lot of businesses have access to money they don't even know they have access to.
Right, exactly, because they do have equipment, they do have those contracts and things
exactly.
like that.
Exactly, so I was telling them about the purchase order financing, mm-hmm. the accounts receivable financing, the flooring, the inventory, mm-hmm. and then all of those different type of things that we mm-hmm. can utilize on so many different type of levels. As you can see, we covered a lot of topics in a short period of time. Again, I just want my listeners to know that it's a variety of information that's available, and you must constantly seek additional knowledge and information so you can get a clear understanding of what specifically you may need to do. And because business encompasses so many, many different type of things. So I just wanted to kind of like share that with you guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And again, I'll be bringing you different type of interviews from different type of perspectives and different type of schools of thought to give you a variety of base of knowledge and information to pull from. Good evening and have a great night.